We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
Force majeure provisions are often part of the boilerplate that are in contracts that parties don't really take a look at because these events obviously don't happen very often.
Lexington attorney Steve Amato walks us through a non-performance clause found in many of the contracts that are the connective tissue of supply chains, force majeure in the time of coronavirus.
An event that's commonly considered to be caused by overpowering, superior, or irresistible forces, such as an act of God, which is beyond the reasonable control of parties and cannot be avoided by the exercise of due care. So in this context, that would be either the illness itself, which prevents people from meeting their obligations, or probably more commonly in this instance, the orders of the government to restrict our activities, which prevent us from performing obligations that we're required to do either personally or as part of our business.
And for businesses suddenly unable to fulfill their contracts, this advice.
Reach out and communicate with the co-party. Acknowledge the obvious elephant in the room that not going to be able to meet this obligation. You certainly know why. And here's what I intend to do about it.
Can anything be done about rural news deserts?
The idea being that these are places that are not served by the press in the same way that they had been before.
Dee Davis, publisher of the Daily Yonder and president of the Center for Rural Strategies, on the consolidation that began shrinking local papers.
Consolidation often means more and more layoffs, more and more national news services. And so that started a process, but then the technology took over.
Delivering the news in 21st century rural America. We're always on the prowl for concrete ideas here at Eastern Standard. We didn't mean that in the literal sense, but as a matter of fact.
Concrete is a large contributor. In fact, it's, if you look it up, it's probably the third largest source of CO2 emissions worldwide.
Bob Jewell at the University of Kentucky's Center for Applied Energy Research is leading research with the aim of producing a new type of concrete that is low energy consuming, low carbon dioxide releasing, and can extend the life of the built environment.
Let's build something, but why focus on 20 years from now? Why even focus on 50? Why not try to make something that could last a 200-year lifespan? So now you're reducing replacement costs, the need for extra new materials to rebuild or repair structures. And then you're cutting down on time on construction workers, their vehicles out there. All these things are producing CO2 in some part of that supply chain.
And all about a new events calendar that highlights things happening in the subcultures of the region.
The easiest way for folks to learn about arts and culture events is from other people who are interested in arts and culture, and it becomes this very insular type of community while the interest is much, much larger.
Dima Strakowski, co-creator of the events information site Infinite Industries, is interviewed by Art Sheckett of our arts and culture partner, Undermain. It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.